Chuck a Nut. Yeah, so next it's time for a trip to Comoros. Comoros. Get your passports ready. We are going island hopping.
Ich bin Arndt Peltner von Radio Goethe. Ihr hört Mike mit Noise of Carpet right here on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Hello, this is Arndt Peltner, host of Radio Goethe. You're listening to Mike and his Noise of Carpet, celebrating the indie noises of the 90s on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Yeah, right there. The first song of Comoros, and we are in the Indian Ocean, just east of Mozambique, and just kind of on the north tip, bit to the west of Madagascar. Yes, Comoros, a volcanic archipelago, and it is made up of several islands, four big ones, although, well, some of them are contested. In fact, there are, well, first of all, there's the biggest island that has the capital city, and that is called Moroni. That's the name of the capital. The island is just called Grand Comore, Big Comoros. And then there is Moheli, smaller one. And the other two, one of them is still a French colony and contested. Comoros claims that this should be part of their country. It's called Mayotte. And actually, we did a show about Mayotte not too long ago. Maybe, well, nearly a year ago now. And then there is Njuan, that it is an autonomous island. And at various points, it had separated from Comoros, but it is now still, well, once again, a part of it, but an autonomous part of the nation. So anyways, Comoros, a nation of almost 800,000 human beings, and a great place of cultural exchange and musical cultural exchange. It is an Arabic nation. It is actually the southernmost in the League of Arabic Nations. The only one below the equator in the southern hemisphere. It is also a part of the French Union of the Francophonie, because it used to be a French colony until 1975. And it is also, shares a lot of culture with Madagascar and other East African nations like Tanzania and etc. So, yeah, great mix of cultures. It's had an Arabic history of Islamic culture for well over 1,000 years, so very deep roots there. And yes, you'll hear all the variety of sounds from Tarab music, which is more commonly from Tanzania, from Zanzibar. You'll hear reggae, which every single island seems to have. You'll hear some hip-hop. You'll hear some beautiful guitar-based stuff, almost like flamenco. And yeah, just a whole variety of sounds. But that the first band we heard there was very quintessentially Comorian? Yes, that's what you say. They're called Subi and Boina Riziki. And they play two instruments there. One of them is called the gabusi. It's a lute, like a guitar-like instrument. And the other one plays the nzenze, which is a box that kind of sounds like a banjo, but it's a box with strings, like a version of a harp, you might say. Yeah, it's a very distinct sound, very upbeat. And we heard a song there, I believe, called Moili Atu. Yes, and they sing, I think, in their language called Chico Mori. They are from the smaller island of Comoros called Moheli, but they joined in 1997 in the capital city called Moroni. There you go. So now you know a little bit about Subi and Boina Riziki. Yes. And you can find lots of their music online. Seemingly all of their songs are on YouTube. And we're going to next play Nawal, the great freedom fighter, and she's known as the voice of Comoros these days. One of the first women to take the international stage as a singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist. She has self-produced her albums, toured Europe, Africa, North America, the Middle East, Central Asia, currently living in Paris, and soon to release her third album. And she plays many instruments, including the guitar, kanbus, Ganbusi, flute, mbira, daf, bendir. Wow, she's amazing. And we'll hear a very upbeat song next. This is a definitely East African vibe to it. Here we go. Nawal from Comoros on Wandering Rhythms. We'll be right back.
She walks in the evening.
Wandering Rhythms here in the Union of the Comoros Islands. And that was a really great song. I liked it a lot. It's called Mrs. Smith by Abu Mbaba Chihabi. What a song about a American white middle class woman named Mrs. Smith, a WMC, who might be a witch or other things. Yeah, tongue in cheek, definitely. They have some wacky songs, but they're also quite political. And Abu Chihabi, one of the brothers in that band, they must be brothers, right? They got the same last name. He actually wrote the national anthem of the Comoros, which happened when it achieved independence in 1975. And yeah, he won the contest of songs, and his became the official anthem. So yeah, he's quite a statesman of the music scene there. By the way, that was their album of 2011, reggae style, called Islands on Fire. Yes. So yeah, very cool music. He's faced some hardships in his career. There was a coup d'etat against the government in the 70s, and he has had to move to France. I think he's back in Comoros now, but anyhow, he's moved around a lot. He's a globe-trotting musician. He's even won contests in Quebec and so on. But yeah, Abu Mbaba Chihabi right there. And before that, we heard a Arabic musician in the Tarab style, which is most popular, I think, innovated in Zanzibar, Tanzania, just across the Indian Ocean from Comoros, and that musician, Mohamed Hassan, with Ngama Naroho, with the oud. So very Middle Eastern sounding music there. And we started off that set with Nawal, and we heard the song Mwaha Mwema from her album of, I believe, 2000. It was a compilation from 2002. And she also sings in English, French, Arabic, and Comorian. I believe that song was in Comorian. Wow, amazing woman. Yes, we're going to continue with another woman who has a distinctly 80s sound. This is a lot of fun. I love African 80s music. It's just, what could be better, right? This is we're going to hear a woman named Chamzia Sagaf, who's known for singing about women and children. And she first sang in women associations in the 70s and has made 3 albums. Oh yeah, she sings in Swahili, by the way, East African language of Tanzania primarily. So yeah, lots of different languages. So much fun in Comoros. Here's a song called Tsi Swali Tiha. This is Wandering Rhythms in the Comoros on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Shatina wa, sidi ni mara shine huvira unangani. Tilawa, Tilay Mara, Shunehu, Birao, Nangga.